You must be pleased with that.
Definitely. We knew it was going to be a hard game because they've been a surprise package this year. They've been a really good team. We know set pieces. Obviously, we lost a goal at the end for a set piece because they've got a lot of height in their team. But today, I thought we passed the ball well, especially first half. Some of the passing and movement. Obviously, two really good goals and one a wee bit fortunate, even though Higgy says he meant it. But no, delighted with the performance. Even second half, restricted them with very few opportunities. We could probably maybe done a wee bit better on the counter-attack second half. There was a lot of good individual performances there.
Again, underlined the importance of getting the first goal.
It is, it's massive in this league. But today I thought energy levels, the way we passed the ball, the last couple of weeks we've maybe not passed the ball as well as we have been at the start of the season. We looked more of a threat going forward, we put more crosses in the box, we had more shots, and that's getting back to the standards we set at the start of the season.
There's some goal from Fraser Aird, but you'd given him a warning just before
that
as well.
No, I thought he played really well. He was picking up really good areas, he was really positive when he was getting the ball, he was driving at people, and his goal, I've seen it back again there, it's a great goal. Obviously Higgy makes a good run off the ball, but he comes inside and just bends it in the top corner. So no, he's been waiting for his chance, he's been patient. Over the last few weeks he's probably been a lot brighter in training. You can see he's getting back to that level he was before. And I think probably getting the Canada call-up as well gave him a big boost as well. So it's great to see him obviously stake his place for a place in the team.
And he was involved in the build-up to the third goal as well. You must have felt that when Higgy put that away, the game was more or less won.
Yeah, well, getting three goals, it's always hard to come back for three goals, and we've not been losing a lot of goals as well. I thought at the back we were really good again today, we looked really solid. That's how it was a wee bit frustrating, losing that goal at the very end. But they did pile the players forward for the corner, they've got a lot of height, sometimes that happens, but that looked probably the only way they were going to score.
You brought Joe Cardle on at the end, you must have been pleased to see him coming back.
Joe's a massive player for us, you can see we've kind of missed that balance in the left hand side. But typical, Airdrie possesses a performance like that today, so no, that's great, that's what you want, a bit of competition. Joe's going to take a wee bit of time to get up to speed as well, he's been out for a bit of time, but he's going to be a massive player for us obviously.
Considering the chances you had in the second half, do you think that
Lennon's
possible escape with a bit of hiding?
We're just delighted to win and put in a good performance. We probably could have killed them off with a wee bit better quality second half. But no, it was a really good performance and we've got to keep on building, and that last thing we can do, you can see how competitive this league is slacking. We've got to make sure that's the standards week in, week out. We've got another we've got another really hard game next week, so it's one to look forward to.
Murray and
Dundee
United both dropping points, so
it
could be all round.
But that's going to happen in this league. The teams are that similar. There's going to be a lot of results like that. It's hard to predict the results in this league. So we've just got to make sure we concentrate on ourselves, and every week we produce that type of energy level and quality that we show today.